Hello and welcome to this presentation of St. Lucie Mets Baseball on the Bally Live app, the new live video broadcast home of minor league baseball. If you aren't watching on the Bally Live app, download for free today. There's a live look at Clover Park, site of tonight's Florida State League baseball game between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals, who are the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Nice night for baseball, game three of this six-game series, with first pitch scheduled for 6:10. Welcome to the broadcast booth, everybody. I'm Adam McDonald, joined alongside by John DeStefano. And, John, the Mets are currently on a seven-game losing streak. They've lost the first two games of the series, and unfortunately for the Mets, they just cannot get out of the gates quick enough.
Yeah, it's been really tough for them, and mostly it's come down to starting pitching. This is a rotation that sports a 6.63 ERA coming into this game, and simply that's just not going to get it done. They have to get more from their starters. It's really tough to win games when you fall behind early, but luckily for the Mets, they're going to throw a young flamethrower out tonight to try and cool down the red-hot Redbirds.
Yeah, we'll look to see how Saul Garcia does tonight as he returns to Clover Park, which he's been great at so far this year. First pitch again coming up at 6:10. Looks like there was going to be some bad weather in the area earlier today, but it has cleared out, and it should be good to go until the rest of the night. Might have a chance of rain late in the game, but hopefully these two teams can play nine uninterrupted games. We did get away with the weather yesterday. We'll try to do it 2 days in a row. Take a quick break here on the pregame show. Come back with the starting pitching matchup and a look around the Florida State League. That's coming up next on Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Pre-game show rolls on here at Clover Park as the Mets get ready to tangle with the Cardinals. Mets enter the day with an 8-27 record. That's the worst in minor league baseball by two games now. Palm Beach, meanwhile, streaming along, have won 12 of the last 15. Cardinals are 22-13, a two-game lead over their Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium neighbor Jupiter, which has beaten Daytona the last two nights. So Daytona is now 8 back, and then the Mets there at 14 games out. Over in the West Division, Clearwater has won 17 of 20. The Threshers have a 6-game lead over Bradenton and Fort Myers. Dunedin, 3 above 500, but 7 out, and Lakeland and Tampa are struggling as well. Other games around the Florida State League today and in the Mets system, Daytona and Jupiter, that's a 6:30 start, as is Fort Myers at Lakeland, Brooklyn at Hudson Valley coming up in about 20 minutes, Binghamton at New Hampshire, and AA action will get going later. Syracuse defeated Norfolk earlier today, and the New York Mets take 2 out of 3 from the Tampa Bay Rays. Great win last night and a great win this afternoon for the Mets, who win a series for the first time in nearly a month. Briefly, we'll take a look at the starting pitching matchup for the Mets, and Saul Garcia making his seventh appearance of the season and his fourth start. He's 1-3 with a 4.86 ERA. He has not allowed a run yet at home. He's 19 years old from Venezuela. He'll be opposed by Pete Hansen. He's making his seventh start of the season. He is 2-1 with a 3.56 ERA. He was the ace of the Texas Longhorns last year and made a third-round pick by the Cardinals in last year's draft. Out of Texas, 97th overall. He's the number 14 prospect for St. Louis. And he already has 39 strikeouts in just 30 innings. Garcia, Boris Hansen, your starting pitching matchup.
Yeah, and when you look at Saul Garcia, what an intriguing prospect he is. Of course, you look at the 4.36 ERA, but that doesn't really tell the whole story with this young righty. He has yet to surrender a home run at home this year, as you mentioned, and he's punishing right-handed hitters, allowing a paltry 1.107 average.
Garcia and the rest of the Mets have taken the diamond, which means it's time for the national anthem. For that, we send it to public address announcer Evan Nye. Done by fan favorite Daryl McGill on the national anthem. Light breeze blowing in from right tonight, and also going to swirl out to left should not play a major factor, one would think. Hopefully the weather stays clear. There's Mets starting pitcher Saul Garcia. Again, two home games, seven innings, one hit, no runs, no walks, and eight strikeouts. And even his last appearance a week ago at Daytona, he didn't pitch too badly. Four innings, five hits, two runs, a walk in, five strikeouts, and a loss to the Tortugas. So that's hopefully in good hands with Saul Garcia today. One of the goals for him is going to be able to get through that first inning against this vaunted Palm Beach lineup, which has a new look at the top, as the Cardinals will send out Lisandro Espinoza to lead off. Espinoza's been batting 7th and 8th in the lineup this week. He's 0-8 so far. He'll be backed up by the power of Alex Idesernia, R.J. Yeager, Michael Curiale, and Juan Bin Cho, who was super impressive yesterday. Joshua Baez, a top prospect for the Cardinals, bats 6th. Carlos Linares bats 7th. He's getting his first start of the series, as is Adinson Cruz, who hits 8th, and then Brandon Hernandez 9th. As for the Mets defense, who's backing up Saul Garcia? The catcher will be Vincent Perozzo. Fernando Villalobos was placed on the development list, so Adriel Lantique was the only other active catcher. Jacob Reimer's at third, Salazar at first, Villavicencio at short, Tillian at second. McIntosh, Williams, and Oda in the outfield. Curious to see how Jet does in center. He's looked good out there in the few games he's had to play center field. Lisandro Espinoza digs in. Home plate umpire Shea Graham signals for first pitch. Garcia delivers. Fastball, ball one, and we're underway. We're on time tonight. It's 6:10, 84 degrees. Welcome aboard. Let's make it a good one. 1-0 pitch at the knees for a strike. Shea Graham just relaying what he hears in his earpiece. We have the automated ball strike system calling all pitches tonight. Move to the challenge system tomorrow. 1-1 pitch, broken back, ground ball to Reimer. Throws to first, one down. Improvement, John. The leadoff batter the last two nights walked.
You said it before I could. Already off to a better start, and why not? Saul Garcia making one of his few appearances this season, trying to get through the inning, 1-2-3.
Good news is he breaks a bat. Pitchers always love to do that. Here's Alex Idesernia. This ball is fouled away. Previous two nights, Chris Rotondo has been a pretty good-looking player for the Cardinals. He was the leadoff hitter. And they swap him out and put Espinosa, who was 0-for-8 in the first two games, up there. So that was almost a must-get for Garcia as this ball misses high. Idesernia, a hit yesterday in the first inning, but quiet the rest of the way. He had a two-run homer in the second inning on Tuesday in the opener. Takes this pitch for a ball. It's 2-1. It'll be mainly fastball and slider from Garcia. Fastball can run up to 94. That slider has really fooled hitters this year, one that's been on. There it is right there. Gets a swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Swing and a miss on the fastball. Garcia strikes out Idesernia. He's retired the first two batters of the first inning.
And Garcia, a pitcher that relies on his ability to throw strikes and induce swings and misses. You see another example of it right there.
He does have some swagger about him. You'll see the fist pump on big strikeouts and when he gets out of innings. As this pitch misses away to Yeager. Mets could use a little confidence and swagger on the mound after the last two nights. 1-0 pitch stays high at 92. Two balls, no strikes.
Righty on righty matchup favoring Garcia this season. He is absolutely punishing right-handed batters.
Fastball knee high. Two balls and a strike.
Allowing just 107 batting to all right-handers. So he does get into trouble sometimes facing a lefty, but with righty-on-righty matchup, it's advantage Garcia all the way.
Slider off the plate, and it's 3-1. Yeager in this series is 3-for-8 with a triple, plus three walks. Garcia's 3-1 pitch. It's a fastball fouled away. We'll run the count full. So a chance for a 1-2-3 inning. Boy, those have been few and far between for this Mets pitching staff. In the first two games, the Mets in 18 innings won 1-2-3 inning. Fastball blooped out towards center field. That will drop in for a hit. Yeager comes up with a two-out single on the payoff pitch. He's aboard in the top of the first.
Yeah, he went back to the old number one, but left it over the inner half of the plate and caught too much of the dish as Yeager able to stroke that one in the center field.
We did see that, John, from time to time yesterday. You know, get to a three-ball count. Pitchers throw it in there, make them swing. Maybe you get the ball hit right at somebody as this pitch is outside. Both teams yesterday, several hard-hit balls went for outs.
And I think that speaks to the strategy employed now by Gilbert Gomez. The Mets having some serious walk issues this season. Team whip of 1.78. That's definitely not going to get it done.
1-0 to Kiriale, most dangerous hitter in the league. Snap throw to first, won't be in time. Good effort by Peroza. Kiriale in the top two, three of basically every offensive category in the league. And he's not stopped this series. He's 3-for-9 with two doubles, two RBI. He's got 15 doubles on the season. Takes one right across the Palm Beach script. Two balls and a strike. Still working with that over 1,000 OPS. Ball fouled straight back. 2-2.
Anytime you get extra base numbers this high already in the season, you're going to have a nice high OPS number. And Curly Alley has just been mashing the ball so far this year.
15 doubles, 2 triples, 1 homer. Basically a doubles machine. Hasn't taken it over the wall that many times. Pitch is low and it's a full count. A back-to-back full count for Garcia. Yeager got him for a single last time. Time called as Curiali uses his lone timeout. Payoff pitch, Yeager's on the move. It's swung on and missed. The slider pulls Curiali. Garcia. The nice beginning to this game. 2 strikeouts, strands the 2-out single. Mets will swing the sticks for the first time when we come back on Valley Live.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Let's meet today's starting lineup for the Mets. Jet Williams leads off and plays center field. Carlos Dominguez bats second. He's got hits in his first 2 games back. By the way, Jet has a 3-game hitting streak. Jacob Reimer third. Junior Tillian's been quiet this series. He bats cleanup. Zaprozo should be fresh after an off day yesterday. Salazar bats sixth. Oda 7th, DeVincenzo 8th, and Blaine McIntosh bats 9th. He had a 2-hit game his last time out. The Mets will be up against Pete Hansen, the lefty for Palm Beach. 6'2", 205 pounds, 22 years old. St. Louis's 3rd-round pick last year out of the University of Texas. The 7th start for Hansen is 2-1 with a 3.56 ERA. 2 good starts so far for Palm Beach. Your opener, Max Radzik, 5 innings, 2 runs. And then yesterday, Hunter Hayes, 5 innings, 3 runs. Both earned wins. See, Jet Williams, I believe, just used the timeout for the first pitch. So here it comes from Hansen. And Jet will pop one foul. And strike 1. One. Williams takes this pitch low at 87. The scouting report says that Hansen's not going to overpower Mets hitters, but he has great pitchability. This ball is fouled back at 90. He lived in that 87 and 90 range at Texas, but still good enough to be an ace for the Longhorns. Very good baseball program. Cardinals thought enough of him to make him a top 100 draft pick. 1-2 is high at 91. Well, Hansen's had 2 days to watch from the dugout, see how to attack these Mets hitters. 2-2 breaking ball is pulled foul. Did most of his damage at Texas with that slider. Low 80s, even creeps into the high 70s. We'll mix in a change up and also a slow curve. 2-2 come into Jet outside for ball three. Payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. I think that was that changeup. Williams strikes out swinging. Open the night for the Mets offense. They'll wait deeper into the game for the hit streak. He can tell he's not happy. He chased ball four. He's a guy who's drawn a lot of walks this year and knows he gave one away there. Carlos Dominguez takes fastball for a strike. Carlos, happy returns for him. Off the IL on Tuesday. With an RBI single, had an RBI triple yesterday. Momentarily looked like it might have been a home run. But ruled in play off the wall. Out in deep center. Yeah, certainly glad to have his thump back in the lineup. Breaking ball too high. No score, one on, one out in the bottom of the first. Ball fouled back off the roof. It's for the Dollar Night crowd. Let's catch on a ricochet. Yep, Dollar Night here at Clover Park. $1 Bud Light drafts, $2 16-ounce aluminum bottles. As time's called. Not granted. Called third strike. Dominguez wants to know what the deal is. Shea Graham not allowing the time call. Dominguez takes one right down the pipe.
Well, you can understand his frustration, but there is no requirement of the umpire to give you time. If he doesn't, you need to remain in the box and take your swing. There are no way, two ways about that.
Back-to-back strikeouts for Hanson. Probably won't have an easier one than that as it's fouled away by Reimer. Of course, if anybody watched the St. Lucie Mets last year, they know that even on an ABS night, Carlos Dominguez will argue a called strike.
Yes, he will.
Pitches high for a ball, one and one. So not the best start for the Mets offense. He had a called timeout for a strike three. Jet struck out at a pitch way out of the zone. Now Reimer's had a quiet week offensively, but a good week on defense. Waits on the 1-1 pitch and skies it into center field towards Cruz. He's got it for out number three. So both pitchers put up a zero in the first. Go to the second. No score.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Welcome back to Clover Park. A reminder to chat with us on the Crowd Zone on the Bally Live app. Let's get the chat going. It got wonky last night, but that's great. We love getting weird. And John's going to post the trivia question any moment now. We'll have three trivia questions for you tonight. I've only written one of them, so who knows what those other two fellas came up with. I'm sure I will not be disappointed. And hopefully I'm not wrong. Juan Bin Cho is at the plate to start the top of the second for the Cardinals. He takes ball one outside. Juan Bin Cho did not play on Tuesday, but he looked great yesterday. 111-mile-per-hour single, a 107-mile-per-hour double. Really swing the stick as he takes the breaking ball for a strike from Garcia. Meanwhile, Saul Garcia, two strikeouts in the first. The last one got him out of the inning, a gift from Kiriale. He's about a foot and a half off the plate. Changeup. Dip slow. Two balls and a strike. Show the numbers don't explode quite as much off the page as ball does off his bat. As he takes this one outside for a 3-1 count on appeal. Did not go. And he bypassed the KBO draft a couple of years ago. Moved stateside. Put on his talents on display for Major League Scouts. And now he's a Cardinals prospect. 3-1 breaking ball drops in. Good pitch, and it's a full count. Third straight full count. Payoff, ground ball up the middle, and that's going to be past Tillian into right field for a base hit. Lead off single for Juan Bin Cho. That same slider. This time it hangs up for Cho to deal with. That pitch is working. It's really sweeping across the plate. It's almost like he has two versions. One that breaks more vertically, and the other one that's more horizontal. Josh Baez is up. He takes a fastball right in there for strike one. Baez off yesterday. Started the series in right field on Tuesday. Made an error at the plate, though. Did hit a very long home run. 434 feet to left. Throw over to first. Cho back in safely. One pitch, a broken back ground ball, and that's going to bounce on through harmlessly into right field. Cho will go to second. And it's a base hit for Baez. Maybe he has broken his bat. Not sure what's going on with Salazar at first base. Why didn't he really go for this harder? Bail back to the base pretty quickly. Not that he could get there anyways, but certainly Tillian at second was not in the vicinity. So the Cardinals, two hits here to start the second inning. They're at the corners with nobody out. Mets used to the opponent scoring first. As this pitch is almost to the backstop. It's saved by Perozzo, which the Mets yesterday threw three pitches to the backstop to bring in runs. Pitch too high. This is the catcher, Carlos Linares. 2-0 pitch. Linares swings and fouls it back. So it's his first at bat of the series. Leonardo Bernal, the top-ranked catching prospect on the Cardinals, actually second-ranked catching prospect on the Cardinals, caught the first two games. Ivan Hernandez, higher-rated. Runner goes to second, breaking ball, missed inside. A stolen base for Baez. No throw by Perozzo. Maybe he didn't want to throw and have Cho come running in from third. We won to Linares, and he gets hit by the pitch. Breaking ball that didn't quite snap off. That will load the bases. First inning was good, but now in the second, Sal Garcia struggling and Dan McKinney coming out for a visit. John gives me the thumbs up on the trivia question, which has been posted. I see it. We've got a Cardinals-related question to start tonight. Again, we're going to go for a Cardinals question, then a Mets question, and then a Phillip special question, a non-baseball-related question.
Phillip special? Yeah, Sign me up for that.
Yeah, I put my trust in your hands, Phillip. But here's the question from John. St. Louis Cardinals great Lou Brock retired with a then-record 938 stolen bases in his Hall of Fame career. How many times did he lead the NL in steals? 6, 7, 8, or 9? We'll have about 4 innings to answer that. Maybe 3. We'll post the next question. I got a good Palm Beach question tomorrow. Real stumper. Now visit over. And here is Adinson Cruz. And he takes a called strike. So Cruz, like Menares before him, making his series debut. A player who got time with Palm Beach last year as well. A 1 slider, good pitch, strike 2. Best of the night. Cruz really scuffling this year, only 7-for-43. 2 doubles. Go to slider, swung on and missed. Big swing by Cruz and a big strikeout for Garcia. That's 1. A swing by Cruz, and that was almost so vicious his helmet rattled around. Not a very good 2-strike approach. Now Brandon Hernandez, he got his first start of the series yesterday from the 9 spot and promptly got 3 hits. And he swings and misses at a high fastball. 3-for-5 from the 9 spot with 3 singles, including a bunt hit.
Yeah, perfectly timed bunt that right down the third baseline in front of Jacob Reimer. Not much Reimer could do on the play. Now Garcia ahead in the count once again. Founds himself in a spot. See if he can pitch out and keep the Cardinals off the board.
Since Dan McKinney's mound visit, 5 pitches, 5 strikes. 0-2 coming. Right in there for a called third strike. Sal Garcia, what a pitch. Paints the inside corner. Nothing better than a well-placed fastball.
Dan McKinney mound visits undefeated so far this season. Just night and day once he enters the game, able to talk his pitchers back into form. And there's another example right in front of him.
Bases loaded, no outs. Has turned into bases loaded, 2 outs. Swing and a miss by Espinoza. This is a spot in the lineup between Cruz, Hernandez, and Espinoza now 0-for-9. Garcia feels comfortable against this trio, it looks like. Pitches outside, a ball and a strike. Fastball. It's the outside corner. 1-2.
He's gone back to the heater a couple of times already in 2 strike spots. But I think we'll see the slider this time.
1-2 coming to Espinoza. And he strikes out on that slider. Garcia's fired up. He strikes out 3 in a row after the Cardinals load the bases. What an impressive sequence for Garcia. You can see there's that fire in him. We will go to the home second. Still no score.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking. Burgers.
7-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill
and an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Sal Garcia just doesn't want to give up a run at home. He's up to 9 scoreless innings at home this year. That was the hardest inning, though. Bases loaded, no outs, 3 consecutive strikeouts. He's got 5 strikeouts in 2 scoreless innings. As we begin the bottom of the second, Junior Tillian at the plate. He takes a ball high.
So the recipe so far is working for the Mets. They've gotten excellent production from their starter. Now they have to match it with their batting.
Hanson knows this pitch low. It's 2-0. Hanson, an easy first inning. A couple of strikeouts and a lazy fly. Only needed 14 pitches as Tillian hits one foul. Now Tillian, one of the returnees who spent a lot of time with the Mets last year. No, he's used to winning here in St. Lucie and has not gone that way this year, but the Mets are going to need him to break out of whatever funk he is in and get back to hitting as this ball is fouled away. Tillian in this series just 1-for-8. The single. He's going to bat right in the heart of the order every game. 2-2 is away. Good take. Oh, correction. ABS rings him up. Tillian thinks there's a glitch in the system. Wow. See replay of that one? Yeah, let's... Maybe not. Just missed it. But that looked to be off. Again, it doesn't matter how the catcher catches it. It does not matter with the ABS system. I guarantee you, John, tomorrow, with the umpire calling his own ball strikes, that's going to be a ball. And I'm going to guess the catcher's not going to challenge it, as this pitch is a strike.
Yeah, ABS does not care about the framing, but umpires still do. So it is interesting as we move from Thursday to Friday to see what happens to the strike zone.
I'm going to pull up the ABS on my computer. How close was it? I mean, it had to be pretty close. This ball is fouled away. Oh, yeah, I mean, we're talking like dots the corner at the bottom of the zone.
It's just about the smallest piece of the strike zone you actually can catch and have it still be a strike.
Perozo with a major league pop fly on the infield. Espinoza ranging back makes the catch. And now Pete Hansen's retired, all 5 he's faced. It took a while to get down. Salazar up next. First pitch to him. A rocket ground ball into right field. And the Mets have their first hit of the night. A 2-out single by Eduardo Salazar. Worth another look. That fastball just caught a lot of the plate. Salazar pops it into right.
Just nice job. Good piece of hitting there. 2-out approach. Just trying to put a bat on the ball. Does exactly that. The Mets have a man on.
Salazar now 2-for-5 in the series. Continues the inning for Scott Oda. 1-for-3 yesterday. It's one and only game so far against Palm Beach. Takes a ball. No score. Runner on first, two outs in the bottom of the second. Ground ball hit high out to second from the grass. Hernandez whips to first and gets the out. Hernandez winds up 20 feet in the outfield grass. That was an excellent play by the Cardinals' second baseman.
Yeah, great job to range all the way over deep in the hole and make a nice throw to get Oda just in time.
Oda has good speed, too. He's out, and the inning is over. We go to the third on Valley Live, scoreless.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucimets.com to purchase single-game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, we have some weather in the area here at Clover Park. Some thunder boomers. Whoa, yeah, lightning, wind picking up. Philip, go take down the cameras. You're given permission, Philip. There he goes, leaving the broadcast booth to go take down our cameras. So, Sal Garcia throws this first pitch for a strike. So that shot of Garcia from the first base side. Now you see, that's not so bad. It's what's behind us that you can't see. It's worrisome. Pitch is outside. 2-1.
Looks like we do have some weather concerns down to the south.
Oh, boy.
Probably can hear that on our stadium mics as the thunder's rolling in.
Yeah, the umpire, Chad Lagana, was in discussion with the grounds crew between innings as Ida Cernia is now in a 1-2 count. Well, the wind is blowing up from the south. We don't see the rain that close from the south. But can't mistake the thunder and the lightning, which just cracked to the north. This is getting a little worrisome there, John. Start thinking about player safety and fan safety as well.
And you would hate to see Solar Garcia have to stop in the middle of this terrific outing he's having so far, but player safety definitely paramount.
Ida Cerny hits it deep out to left field. McIntosh running out of room, and it's foul. It's a foul strike, too. It stays a ball and two strikes. Well, the grounds crew's assembled next to the tarp, and we've paused again. If we could get a shot way down the right field line, I know our high home is listening, but there's the ground screw. Kyle Gleckler talking with the umpire just out to the left there, and they're going to wave, yeah, wave it off. The right move. A lot of lightning in the area. Bad weather coming. This is going to give the tarp crew the opportunity to get the tarp on the field before it starts raining. And now we come to one of my favorite things, John. Not as exciting this time, but the play-by-play of the tarp roll. It's a lot more fun when it's raining, seeing all those guys get wet and then seeing if they can actually pull the tarp before the rain weighs it down. But this is going to be a pretty easy one. There's Chad, grounds crew Chad, and EJ. EJ with the orange hat and the white goatee. They'll get it going. There's Joe on the bottom, being pulled out on the tractor by Dave. I think that's Dave.
Thank you.
Where's that bum Bobby Dodd? He's not down there.
That's 2022 Clubhouse Manager of the Year, Bobby Dodd.
Yes, sorry. That's a better way to introduce him. Whoa, lightning again. Thunder again. Now the tarp being slowly rolled out. Robert on the bottom. Brett Bladergroen. He's going to emerge in the top of the screen. There he is. Black shirt, khaki pants. Sales manager Kyle Gleckler on the phone. The assistant GM, he makes the weather calls these days as Trayer Van Allen has seemed to retire from that. My buddy Josh at the top of the screen. Everybody grab a handle and pull. There it goes. Going to make it close to the mound, over the mound. We got a bat boy joining in, Joaquin, visiting club. He's going to come on and help the bat boy as well.
All available hands.
Almost.
Able to get this tarp on pretty quickly.
Almost had a handle per person. Tarp is safely on. Now somebody's going to have to roll that giant metal cylinder onto the tarp. See, tarp's on is good. Now you got to make sure as the rain begins to fall, you want to make sure that the tarp is weighted down. So, we are officially in a weather delay. The rain is moving in from the south. We do not know how long this weather delay will last. But we're going to take a pause on the broadcast. We'll come back when we know more information. You can stay up to date on Twitter at St. Lucie Mets. We'll provide updates there. Right now, Mets and Cardinals in a weather delay in the start of the third inning with no score.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutta Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutta Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs. Let's go back to the field.
Tebow drives one deep center field. Going back is Drake. Ball is gone! Bye-bye baseball! Tim Tebow strikes with a home run! A base hit into center field. Yes, and Mora is going to be waved home. Here comes the throw from Sweet. Mora slides in. He is safe, and the Mets win. Mazzica, the walk-off winner. To 2-0 pitch. Alonso hits it deep left field. This ball is gone. A grand slam. Bye-bye baseball. Alonso has done it again. His third homer of the week. A ground ball heading out to left field. It's a base hit. They're going to wave in Pius. Here comes the throw to the plate. Pius slides in. He's safe. And the Mets win. Urania, the walk-off RBI single. And they'll chase him out to left field where he sprawls on the ground. And he drives the ball deep left field. Going back to the wall. This one is gone! Bye-bye, baseball! Tim Tebow, a walk-off home run!